Start down there with Commissioner Byard.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, all. Summer's been short, started late down in Region 3, but it paid off for our rivers. We've had great moisture. Runoff persisted well into June and into July, so it made it tougher on fishing, but the fisheries itself will do well. We've only had one hoot owl closure pop up in Region 3, and that's down at the lowest reach of the big hole down by Pendleton Bridge. And that was to be consistent with the big hole river management plan, drought management plan. The way the weather's been, it's probably going to be a short hoot owl, but so far the fisheries have been doing well. I've been traveling back and forth across the region and even out into southeastern Montana, talked to a lot of ranchers, landowners, outfitters, sportsmen, and it's been great to hear perspectives in a face-to-face situation. The consistency across all those conversations is, you know, Montanans still recognize what we have in terms of our fish and wildlife heritage and our fish and wildlife abundance, and they want to do what's best for the resource. That came through loud and clear, came out to Region 2 for a CAC meeting, Citizens Advisory Committee meeting, where the focus was on elk seasons. Learned a lot about how the shoulder season issue has been set up and how effective they are in places to move elk around or to bring elk to objectives. The problem comes when it's a broad application. But out of that meeting, it was heartening. There's a lot of common interests and common goals amongst sportsmen and women and landowners. Region 3 CAC was interesting. It was more of a round robin, learned a lot about an enforcement program. But the round robin, it was clear that there's still a very deep and abiding concern that the department managed wildlife and not give up its management capabilities to private interests. And that came through time and time again. Along that line, then, the Madison has been probably the vast majority of my communications with our constituents, with outfitters, with guides, with families who are really oriented into the angling industry. But the process has been largely torpedoed, and it's troubling. What's interesting is in my personal conversations with people, some that have been around for 50 years plus on the Madison, and people that are new to the Madison issue, are very different than the letters and communications we're receiving. And it's evident, and this is no surprise to anybody who follows state or national politics, is nobody trusts the process. And so what we come up with is that even though there was no established plan, yet it has to go through the process, has to come before us before we can release it, the plan was torpedoed. We never actually got out of the chutes, and that's a bummer to me, because I think it's an issue that's really stressful for the communities, and it's stressful for the angling public, it's stressful for the business people. So I consider that probably the most prominent issue that I was confronted down in southwest Montana. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Byer. Commissioner Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll keep it pretty brief, so I'll try to comment more during the meeting, but just a couple things. I had the opportunity, I worked for the county weed district this year, this summer, and while I was cruising around Daniels County, you see a lot of block management signs, and I would just like to give accolades to the department and the Region 6 staff for creating that access opportunity. August 7th, I had an opportunity to tour the Fort Peck Reservation Bison facility. I had never been there, so I hadn't been around bison that much, but it was interesting to see. They're definitely big animals, and their containment facility is pretty interesting. It also just opened up a lot of opportunities for conversation with some of the tribal departments regarding CWD and how they're going to test for it and some of their concerns with that. So CWD still tends to be on the radar of all the people up there, especially with hunting season coming up and new testing that will be going on throughout that area north of Highway 2 along the High Line. So with that, I'll pass it on.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Alders. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be brief. We've had two CAC meetings here in Region 2 talking about season setting for the 2020-2021 years. And they first one started out pretty much a struggle about shoulder seasons. But the second one, I think, really was constructive, and we came up with some really good ideas. What kind of things, what do we need to be considered as we move forward? You know, we're in a, hopefully in what I would call a transition period, moving from where we've been to where we want to be. And that's going to mean not doing just exactly what we've been doing in the past. So anyway, I thought Randy and Mike Thompson and his field biologist did a heck of a job of bringing people together and listening to ideas and offering information that really helped them. So I did have a chance to fish Flathead Lake with an old friend, Jim Fasher. I see him in the crowd there. And he showed me how he catches whitefish at this time of year. He showed me how not to catch them. But anyway, it was a great day on the water and a beautiful day, and certainly another example of what Montana has to offer on a broad front. I also got to spend some great time with my granddaughters on the water fishing, and believe me, they loved it. I bought one of those $50 licenses for one of the granddaughters, and the other one was only 11. I didn't have to buy that tag, and she's the one that caught the biggest fish. So that, I'll stop at that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Aldridge. Commissioner Stuker.
Thank you, Chairman. Up in our area, the drought did hit in the middle of the summer, but we're getting a little more moisture. Fire danger's been raising, but hopefully that's kind of gone for a little bit now. I did approve 3 management hunts for elk in Region 4 yesterday. There's getting to be a bunch of game damage there. I also went to 2 Upper Missouri River scoping meetings, one in Helena and one in Great Falls. I didn't go to Bozeman. We had about 6 people in Helena, and we had 1 adult and 1 youth come to Great Falls was all. So hopefully they're on board with it. Did go to the shoulder season discussion in Lewistown. Chairman Colton was also there. I will give the organizers some credit. He did invite a lot of different groups, ones that he knew would not agree with him, or I think he thought they wouldn't, and they didn't. But they have said that they're going to try to continue discussions and see if they can get on the same page. They're quite a ways away, but I'm hoping they do. That would be very beneficial for the community and also the department if they would do that. Tuesday night, I went to a Region 4 CAC meeting in Great Falls. Most of the discussion, the biologist was a little long-winded, so we didn't get into some of the other stuff, dealt with the CWD proposed hunt in Region 400. We did have a positive whitetail there last year, so they want to go in and see what the prevalence is. They're going to run it during the regular season. Some of the problem is there's a game reserve. The Brinkman Game Reserve is within this area, and there is a weapons restriction on that on the reserve, which is a pretty good hunk of that, and they wish to remove the weapons restrictions. Also, there's a 3-week season there, and they want to go to 5-week to make sure that we get enough of the sampling. So I did approve that. And they're going to be sending that out. We'll see. Some of the landowners aren't totally happy with it. We should have talked to them a little more before we just rolled this out. And before the CAC meeting, about a month before that, I had met with Corey Lechner and Ryan Rauscher up in Havre to discuss that and go over all of the information in regards to the CWD. The one interesting thing that I did here at the CAC meeting was a Wisconsin study where they did a live CWD test on 467, and these are mule deer. It's a rectal test, but you did not have to kill the animal. I don't know how many they did, but 467, the test came back that they could use, and then they followed that through to see what the death loss was from the ones that were positive and the ones that were negative within that. And I thought that was very interesting, and I was hoping that our department, and I know it costs a little more money, but as we're out there putting bans on mule deer or elk, if it's a possibility of doing that and following that study, I think that would be beneficial to, rather than just having to go out and kill them or take them off the hunt. I have received a lot of calls, as we'll be talking about here later, on the Madison, on the shoulder seasons, moving forward. Also, we did have a commission meeting a little while ago on the Willow Creek Reservoir that the Greenfield District is draining, and what we're going to do with the fish in there. And we removed all the restrictions so that people could go out and keep them from just dying on the bank. Now, on Tuesday night, we were already below the level that they had hit a few years ago, where 90% of the fish died. And they expect by the end of this month, the reservoir will be dry. They're not sure what they're going to find down there, the irrigation district. They said it could be a two-day to a two-year fix, and then it's going to be probably 3 to 5 years after that before we get the fisheries back to where it was. They said the economic impact on Augusta is going to be somewhere between 1 and 1.4 million is the estimate without the fishery there. I think I'll stop there, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. Region 5 is where I've been most involved in the last bit, and they had their all-staff gathering, and I was able to attend that for a while, and it seemed pretty productive and a positive group of folks exchanging ideas. Was pleased to see that. We've had some interaction with the Bighorn River Alliance to address some of the concerns there. If you remember, at the meeting in June, you know, there were reports that the fishing had dropped off precipitously, and it had, and the counts are down, but interestingly, the water warmed up a little bit and the fishing got a little better. We still don't have the populations that we would like to see, and there's a direct link to Bureau of Records Management and losing 2 years of brown trout. They're just bumping the water, holding too much water back in our view, and bumping it up at a time when the eggs are still in the gravel, and then at about 7,000 CFS, the gravel starts moving and everything's out. And if we could just get them to wait a few more weeks, you know, before they jump those releases, we might have some success there. They've just lost a lot of the elasticity in their management because the efforts to try and have Horseshoe Bend some measure of full by Memorial Day, which typically averages about 56 degrees Fahrenheit and the wind blowing 30 miles an hour. Doesn't really seem like boating weather, but who am I to say? Of course, been receiving phone calls after the counts have come out, our population counts, primarily elk, has generated a lot of discussion and phone calls, and sportsmen and others know that we're going into season setting here in the fall, in the winter, really, and attended the meeting in Lewistown with Rich. It was, you know, we were there several hours. Mac was there. It was a diverse group of interests. We had some landowners there. And, you know, let's be candid. I mean, towards the end, everybody kind of retreated back towards their corners, to the same place they've been. But there was still some good discussion, and I do want to thank Doug and give him some credit for putting that together, and Doug Krings, and monitoring that meeting. And he did it on his own, unaffiliated. He's just an avid archer and conservationist, and he did a really, really nice job. And I share Rich's frustration on Willow Creek. We had to lift those fishing restrictions. We were trying to work out a deal to slow the draw down a bit so we could get a little more recreational opportunity there, but it fell apart. But the I need to thank the department and the fisheries division. They were literally working up to late into the evening. I was getting calls from Eileen, and they thought maybe they had a deal, and it kind of fell apart. But they put a bunch of extra effort into that. We just don't have any control or leverage in that regard. So hopefully it'll be 2 days instead of 2 years. And, of course, we'll participate with those folks again to get that fishery up and running. And that's all that I have.
Mr. Chairman, on Willow Creek, they did mention that when the reservoir was put in, it was put in totally for irrigation. And there is talk with our legislators back in D.C. to try to put an encumbrance on for fishery also. They said that they did that with Fort Peck. Mm-hmm. When it was first put in, it was just for irrigation and flood control. And then they went in and put the endorsement on for fisheries, so that makes it a little easier to manage it. So hopefully they can get that accomplished.
That would be great.